As we continue with the final week of our Holy Easter season, we have our attention being drawn more and more to the dynamic and the mysterious power and presence of God the Holy Spirit in the church. We, as Catholics, of course, believe and know that God the Holy Spirit is the very personification of the unity of the Trinity itself. And that is why Jesus, more than a few times in his earthly life, told the apostles and those first disciples that he would be sending to them the Advocate, the Paraclete, the one who would remind them of all that he said and did, the one who would, in real time, literally, remain with them and through them be the voice of God to the world. And so we look forward, hopefully, with great anticipation, great thanksgiving, great joy to this week and its culmination with the solemnity of Pentecost, where we recall, not just as a past event, but where we recall and remember the Holy Spirit who came to us on that first Pentecost remains with us. And in a very mercifully intimate way, abides in and with us through the great sacrament of baptism and then the sacrament of confirmation. We can see the effects which the Holy Spirit had on the apostles. We've been listening daily to first readings from the Acts of the Apostles. We'd be mistaken if we just listened and thought about, yeah, those were wonderful times. Those, you know, I wish I could have lived then. Well, if you lived then, you wouldn't say you wish you could have lived then. They were hard times. In many ways, not too different from our own time. But whatever the age, whatever the period of time in the life of the church, we as Catholics believe and know to be absolutely true exactly what Jesus tells his apostles today. Take courage. I have conquered the world. As bad and as bleak and as sad and disappointing as things may seem, we have to take courage. We have to keep the faith and hope, not just in our own minds and hearts, but in the minds and hearts of others. Because it's true. Nothing this world can throw at us, present to us, can do anything if we do not allow it to dissuade us, to distract us, to divert us from our vocations to holiness and virtue in daily life. Because we know to be true, the Lord Jesus has conquered the world. And with that, we can live daily life, secure in our faith and hope, confident in our charitable good works, our love for God and neighbor, always with our eyes focused on Christ, awaiting with great joy and anticipation his return.